Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the Democratic National Committeeman Alex Goff joins us. He's running for Assembly District 25. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
A record 2 million illegal immigrants, with them drug runners, child smugglers, and gang members. A fearless conservative, John Lee, knows every town is a border town.
We need to fix immigration, but nobody does a thing about it.
As governor, John Lee will end sanctuary counties in Nevada and stop illegal immigration at our borders. John Lee supports ending Biden's dangerous catch-and-release policy, blocking payouts to border crossers, and finishing President Trump's wall. Conservative John Lee for governor.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Alex Goff. He is the Democratic National Committeeman. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam, for having me. It's a lot lonelier today at the table. Normally, I'm joined by a couple of other people.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, you've gotten. We're going to pretend that the announcement hasn't been made elsewhere. No harm there. But you are running.
Yeah, so I announced my intention to file for, which is a lot of technical jargon, but I plan on running for the Assembly in District 25. Wanted to hold off until the district lines were settled, and recently the Nevada legislature drew those lines, and so now I previously lived in Assembly District 27, and so now with the new map, I'm in a district, Assembly District 25, and so, yeah, I've decided to run for that Assembly seat.
Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations to anybody who runs for public office. We appreciate that. How did you think the redistricting process worked? Did you think it was fair?
I think that there was a lot of considerations that had to be made. You know, we learned a lot of terms throughout the process, communities of interest, and not splitting those communities. And so I think technically it's a little bit easier to say what should be done instead of actually doing it, because when you take from one area, you take from another area. And so it was a very complex thing I learned to appreciate. And so watching the process, there were certainly a lot of frustrations, and you can certainly understand that. People in communities want to ensure that their interests will continue to be represented at the legislature. But, throughout the process, the technical complexity of it, I think they navigated well, considering how much this state has grown and where it's grown.
And, you know, let's face it, if you're the party in charge, you get to have a little bit of an advantage in terms of drawing the lines. And, you know, I think, although Robin Titus would disagree with me, but if you're the party in power, then, you know, you're going to have an advantage there.
You know, I think that where the population has grown in the cities, and I think what you're seeing is the cities are more Democratic, and so splitting of those communities of interest become very complicated to create, different districts. I think these districts are going to be more competitive, and I said this last time I was on your show as well. I think they're going to be more competitive than people anticipate. If you look at the swings in mid-year elections, midterms, and just generally Nevada voters aren't, they're prone to swing, and so they're independent voters, even if they're not registered as a nonpartisan. So I don't think that these districts are going to be as safe as one may anticipate.
Yeah, and you know the 2014 elections are ringing in a lot of people's ears right now with what's going on nationally. But let me ask you first about District 25, what the makeup is of that district, and why you want to run in that district.
Yeah, so District 25, where I live, is in Northwest Reno, and it goes south. Actually, I live closer to the border, which is like McCarran and Las Brisas, and goes down as south as Bartley Ranch and incorporates other areas. And so basically, it started for me at the kitchen table. My mom called me over. She had decided to divorce my stepfather. He had become physically abusive. He had been mentally abusive, emotionally abusive before that. Started, you know, grabbing me, throwing me into walls, and abusing my mother as well. And so she had said, I'm deciding to divorce your stepfather. I'm the oldest of three, so I'm 9 years older than my brother, 11 years older than my sister. And so she said, I'm going to need you to pick up more responsibility around the home. I'm going to need you to get your brother up and sister up ready in the morning. I need you to get them home from school. I need you to help them with their homework at night, and I'll be able to provide the basics. But if anything more than that, I'm going to need you to get a job. And so I got a job at Waffle House. My mother went to school for 2 years on a Pell Grant, became a registered nurse, which she still is today. She's a travel nurse. She travels around the country. And so picking up those responsibilities around the home taught me a lot of lessons. And so I would like to say, well, I don't know if I would like to say, but a lot of people say getting out of a scenario like that, education was their pathway out. But it wasn't for me. It was the Marine Corps. I joined the Marine Corps at 19. Had the opportunity to travel the world, and then I got a job in Northern Nevada after serving for 8 years and earning my honorable discharge. And first we moved to Fernley because that was what we could afford at the time. We had lesser paying jobs at that time, and I didn't even know how to budget, Sam, right? The Marine Corps gives you allowances. They gave you a housing allowance. Well, I knew what to spend that on. They gave you a food allowance. Well, I knew what to spend that on. And when you're out, they just give you a lump sum. And so I had to learn how to even prepare budgets for my household. And so after a few years, I became politically involved in 2015. As you were speaking about 2014 earlier, the Republicans controlled the legislature. I'm a member of my local union, and they had said we were having a rally. And I went to Carson City, and we did a rally on the front. And then my president invited me to a committee hearing. And I told him I don't belong in there. That's where the people's business is conducted, and I'm not smart enough. I'm not prepared enough. Going back to the education piece, I graduated high school after 5 years, and when I did graduate, I was at the bottom of my class. I knew people who didn't graduate who had higher GPAs than I did. And so, I didn't think that I had a voice. I didn't think that anyone would want to listen to my voice. So through time, through political involvement, I certainly learned how to find my voice. And it may sound silly to people, watching today, because I've been a pundit on this show a number of times, so I've found my voice. And educationally, I've even done better. Now I'm earning my master's degree from Cornell Law School, but it's taken time. And so I found opportunities to serve in my community, first volunteering on political campaigns. And then now I serve on the City of Reno's Human Rights Commission. Governor Sisolak appointed me to the Vocational Rehabilitation Council, which we advise the office that helps people with mental and physical disabilities find work in this state. Recently, we completed our annual plan, which I was really proud of. That was the first time I was part of that process. And I serve on a nonprofit here, the Northern Nevada International Center. You've had our executive director on, Dr. Karina Black, on recently. They do work around refugee resettlement, as well as a lot of soft diplomacy items, such as training for people internationally to learn about America and learn about leadership through the State Department. And so when I lived in Assembly District 27, my Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson was terming out. She has served the maximum allowed time in the Constitution, 12 years. And so we were looking for that next opportunity for me to serve this state. It made a lot of sense. I had always appreciated the Assembly and its ability to work together across the state. And then when redistricting happened, I found myself in a different district. And so, we looked and considered that, and we thought, it's a I'm ready to serve. And so my community is still in this assembly district. It does have a different, portions of the old assembly district in it, but, my community is still there, and I've served my community, I've served my state for a while, and so I think this makes a lot of sense for my next opportunity for service.
It does, and there is a variety of population. I mean, from one end of the district to the other, it's quite different, when you say.
I would say so, but we shop at some of the same grocery stores, I think. There's only so many grocery stores in the community. That's something always interesting for me to look at, is where the different grocery stores are. And, so I'm excited to introduce myself to the community in this different way. And, it's going to be a competitive race. I think it's probably going to be one of the more competitive races in the state. And so I look forward to that. I look forward to that opportunity to talk to people about what I've done, who I am, and what I hope to do in the assembly.
Let me ask you this. Are there other people announced on the Democratic side?
No one's telling me. And so, which I think is a blessing, because if you did hear that frequently, then maybe you would reconsider. But no one's telling me what they're considering. And, I had some conversations with people, but certainly didn't talk to everyone. So people knew I was considering running, but I'm sure there are some people who didn't, because I didn't go through them.
And Sam Kumar, who's been on this program many times, and is a Republican, has written for the Reno Gazette Journal, still does, has announced that he's also going to run on the Republican side.
So that's news to me.
That's Nevada newsmakers. What can I tell you? Well, at this point, let's take a break and recover, and we'll be right back after this timeout.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care. For all your small calamities.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, everything we do.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care. For all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Alex Goff. He is a Democratic National Committeeman and is running in Assembly District 25. So let's look at the political situation in our state to begin with. Looking at the Republican candidates, what do you think for governor? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate because I think that...
that any of them are running, in your opinion?
I think the component that's unfortunate is that they're feeling that they have to appeal to the former president, Donald Trump, and they're taking on positions that I think are out of the norm. I think that Nevadans deserve an opportunity to hear a discussion between the two parties, and sadly, I think the Republicans continue to make themselves out of the mainstream. Recently, you've had on a number of the candidates, but the one that's... All of them. I'm not sure if I've watched all of them, but I've watched... If you've had all of them, then I've watched all of them. But recently, you had on Senator Dean Heller. And frankly, he was I hadn't seen that version of Dean Heller in the past, having watched a number of his interviews. And so they're taking on more and more extreme positions. And I think that ultimately Nevada voters will find them out of the mainstream. And if you look at areas such as where I'm running today, Donald Trump did significantly worse than all the Republicans down ballot because he was so outside the mainstream. And so I think that, taking those positions isn't good for the state. And that's my thoughts on that.
Well, it's interesting because, you bring up a lot of different issues in one. One is that, in a Republican primary, you're always going to run to the right. And then traditionally, people have come back to the center. That may not be the case with whoever comes out of this primary. But, that's typically what happens. On the other hand, you look at Governor Sisolak. In the race, Christine Kiliani was his opponent on the Democratic side. She was seen as the much more liberal person, and a lot of business people especially decided that they would rather go for Steve Sisolak than Adam Laxalt, even Republican businessmen. And so you ended up with Steve Sisolak because they thought he would be the more moderate, business-friendly type. He, in fact, has turned out to be governing more on the liberal side than any of those business people would have anticipated. So it's kind of interesting always to look at the difference between running for office and governing.
Well, what I would offer is that, of course, once you govern, you're in a different position, you have different outlooks. But what we're talking about is an election and voting and connecting to voters. And so what I would offer is that right now they feel that they have to take on these positions. And recently we've not seen candidates tack back to the center. We never saw Adam Laxalt tack back to the center. We never saw Dean Heller in his last campaign tack back to the center. And so,
but they also never ended up governing.
Well, that's true, but we're speaking about the primary to the general election. And so I think that, as Steve Sisolak shown, I think is, there's been other candidates as well that, if you take on the positions that you believe in, it's much easier than to transition to the general. And then voters aren't as confused about where you stand on issues because there isn't a line of, well, you said this recently as of 3 months ago, and now you're saying this. And especially now, we're seeing less debates in this state. I don't believe we saw a gubernatorial debate last time. Senator Dean Heller and Jackie Rosen only debated once. There wasn't, as you're aware, the multitude of debates as there were in the past. And so I think that, you only have an opportunity to get your message out through, your material. And so if you try to change it too much, I think voters will see that.
Well, I think one of the problems there, quite frankly, is that media in this state, and especially broadcast television stations, have not taken that responsibility on to put up debates and insist that the candidates come in and debate for the state. It's a really terrible situation. Even programs like this, we're kind of an island. And, in one way, I'm grateful for the fact that we don't have any competition. On the other hand, it's really bad for public policy that there are not, lots of shows like this where people can hear people like yourself talking about who you are. My job is not to come in here and either promote you or abuse you. I want to hear what you have to say, and the public is pretty intelligent. They can sit here and listen to what you have to say and make a judgment of whether you're the guy they want to vote for. And Sam Kumar will invite him in and hear what he has to say as well. But I think that the lack of debates is a lack of pressure from the news departments, at broadcasters, and even to an extent the newspapers, because they're all struggling, in financial situations, with perhaps the exception of the Review Journal. I think that's a real problem in this country, is that we're not having debates and discussions on public policy.
I'll let you do the media critique. I'm not prepared to do that.
No, and it's fine. I have no problem, and I may get attacked for that, and I don't care. The reality is that there should be a lot more programs like Nevada Newsmakers where we can have discussions and not partisan-based discussions, but discussions about the issues and ways to solve them.
But what I want to speak to is a candidate, right? So as a candidate, you may have evolving positions on issues as you learn more information. I don't think that's anything wrong. I don't think that's that's a wrong belief. Certainly my understanding of governance has changed even since I've started to learn more about the law through my master's program. It's certainly changed the ways that I understand and want to interact with standing law in the books now. So what I would say is that opportunities to get in front of the people and discuss maybe why you've evolved on issues is important, especially in that short period of time between a primary and general election. But even over the lifetime of a candidate, candidates are going to take on different positions, and I think that's natural and normal, and I think most Nevadans do that as well. And so just taking those opportunities to explain to the voters about why you changed your positions is important and something you should be prepared to offer.
Also, it's interesting to point out that when Senator Harry Reid was first elected to the Congress, he was considered a conservative Democrat, and as was Richard Bryan at the time. And then he evolved over time and changed lots of positions and would be very proud to explain to you why he changed those positions. But one thing I will say about Senator Reid, I've been interviewing him for over 30 years now on various programs that I have done. He has never asked me for a question in advance. In fact, he tells me, I don't want to know what the questions are, just ask whatever you want. And I appreciate that, and I think all politicians should do that. And I've always been happy for you to come on the program and Sam, because I'm going to bring him into that discussion. And be willing to talk about the issues of the day. Let's take another break and we'll come back more with Alex Goff after this time out. I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250 and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today, we fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at NevadaHeating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Alex Goff. He's the Democratic National Committeeman running for Assembly District 25. So looking at the national politics, you would think after, whether you like him or not, the turmoil of the Donald Trump presidency, that the Democrats would have had an easier ride. But life has a way of affecting what the plan is. And the poll numbers for the president are not looking very good going into the next election cycle. Not so much for him, because he'll have another 3 years to be able to work on presidential campaign, but for what happens in the Congress. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. On you know, and I mean, I read the news as well, and I certainly see those
I've
numbers
heard that.
As well. And so, I mean, my perception is that if you're ready to serve and you're prepared to serve, I think you need to go out there and make that argument. And, you know, there's going to be structural concerns. You know, the Democrats may not do well in this upcoming midterm election. A lot of analysts say that they will not. And, it ranging from a general bad year to an historic bad year. But, you know, the reality is that given my life experience and where I've come from, a lot of people have counted me out before. And so I'm prepared to make the argument to the voters why I should be elected to this seat. It's going to be a competitive race, and I look forward to it.
Well, and I was also speaking, you know, more on a national level because, you know, the Catherine Cortez Masto race has now moved into the, you know, not
toss-up.
Yeah. So You know, we've seen this before where Democrats will stay home. They will, if they're not comfortable, they will not necessarily go out and vote, and you see Republican swings. Do you have concerns that that could happen again in 2022?
Like I said, I mean, in choosing about this race and thinking about this particular race, I think that it would be, I think voters would look down on me, hopefully, if I had said, we looked at the numbers and we decided that this was the optimal year. Who knows what the optimal year is, right? In 2012, as an example, a close Senate race here in Northern Nevada between former Senator Greg Brower and Sheila Leslie, 2012 Democrats may have done well here, but we lost that race in a close matter. So I think trying to pick the year or pick the climate or pick the where the voters are, I think you need to go out and talk to the voters and make the argument. And so I think that, we're certainly, the numbers aren't good, but I think that it still doesn't dismiss the fact you need to go out and make the argument. And I think the candidates in Virginia, as an example, who lost their legislative races, I hope they wouldn't regret going out and make the argument even in a loss.
Does it concern you about, not only does the Democratic Party have a split, but so does the Republican Party, but your thoughts in terms of the split in the Democratic Party, where you have what appears to be the main party unofficially is being run out of Northern Nevada, and Judith Whitmer and the state party is being run out of Southern Nevada, and the two do not appear to be getting along. And you got about 30 seconds to wrap that one up.
I wish that things were in a better place, but I think that things continue to have the opportunity to get to a better place. But I've always believed and trusted in the professionals that have come from all over the country to make Nevada a strong state as far as Democratic Party politics, and we have those people working for Nevada Democratic victory, and so that gives me a sense of, I think things are going to go okay because I trust them.
Have you talked to Senator Reid?
I've not talked to Senator Reid.
You're the only one. Okay, and that's where we have to leave it. Alex, congratulations on running, and the best of luck to you and all the candidates who run, because without candidates, we would not have a show, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Thanks for being here, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.